Moose Jaw, with Police Chief Rick Barassa retiring earlier than expected, the Board of Police Commissioners has appointed Deputy Chief Rick Johns as acting chief until it can hire someone permanently. The board held a special meeting on January 31 to officially appoint Johns as acting chief as of Saturday, February 1, and adjust his pay to reflect his temporary role. A board report said the Saskatchewan Police Act, 1990, requires a police board to appoint a chief of police who is responsible for the management, administration and operation of the police service, the maintenance of law and order in the municipality, and the maintenance of discipline within the police service. Board Chairman James Murdoch told reporters that the board had spoken several times with Barassa about his future with this organization. The chairman noted that the now former chief suffered a severe leg injury in mid-November, and since then, his recovery has progressed slower than expected and prevented him from being in the building. Furthermore, Barassa's physician had determined that it could be another 6 to 12 months before proper healing occurred, the mayor said. Barassa had always said he planned to retire by June 2025, but because his health setbacks were too frustrating, he decided that February 1 was the appropriate time to step away and enjoy the next stage of life, the board chairman added. Johns told reporters that he had no concerns about being the acting chief since he normally filled that role whenever the actual chief was away. The only difference this time is he is filling the role on a temporary, full-time basis until the board hires someone new. The deputy chief has been with the Moose Jaw Police Service, MJPS, for all 27 years of his career after starting in January 1998. He was named deputy chief in 2018 and has become familiar with the agency's administration aspects. Johns had many opportunities over the years to work with Barassa, who arrived on October 4, 2013, and has worked closely with him since 2018. The acting chief noted that they pursued several good initiatives, including growing the force and purchasing new technology. The deputy chief acknowledged that he would be filling two roles for several months and would have to monitor areas such as budgets more closely, but he thought all this was easily managed. Change is always a positive thing. A former supervisor told me that two things you can expect in life is for things to stay the same and change, Johns added. We'll ensure the organization has a sense of stability moving forward with this change. The police board's next meeting is Wednesday, February 19, at 3:30 p.m., so commissioners will begin discussions about finding a new chief, Murdoch said. But we know that the Moose Jaw Police Service is in great capable hands with acting police chief Rick Johns, he continued. Murdoch noted that he had never met Barassa in person. They communicated by phone and text since becoming mayor because the latter injured himself the night of the 2024 municipal election and had only appeared on video during two police board meetings. I know that Chief Barassa committed almost 12 years of his life to the betterment of the Moose Jaw Police Service and protecting our community, so I thank him for that, the mayor added. The police service issued a news release after the meeting with a comment from Barassa. It is with mixed emotions that I decide to retire, said Barassa. I have been grateful to have been in policing for so many years, worked with so many exceptional people, and welcomed by the amazing community of Moose Jaw, he added. After a lengthy career, it is time to move into the next chapter of life and whatever that may hold. Thank you.